Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, the New York Post is getting savagely dragged over a post about Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's looking like a nicely seasoned Leo right now.
Men look good when they get older.
The ink had barely dried on those divorce papers.
Y'all will be calling me in jail.
And it's like with Scientology. He said, if you let me just tell you what it was really about, you would say no way.
Can I just say Seth Rogen is like my Hollywood crush right now?
I kind of want Tom Cruise to try and convince me.
I'm good.
I'm just saying, just because that you go in the champagne room doesn't necessarily mean that there is sexual contact.
Amen. Amen.
The possibilities are higher from a stripper.
Well, I don't know about that, because it's a lot of dirty walking around in these streets.
Okay.
Slide to bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. So Hunter is out tonight. So Victor and Aaron have saved us by joining us today. Y'all ready for some fun?
Let's do it.
You guys are matching.
We called each other.
It's like black, white, cream memo.
You got the memo.
Yeah, you know.
All right, you guys, we got to start. You know I've been obsessed with this story since last night. This Real Housewives of Atlanta mess. So Portia Williams is dropping bombshell after bombshell. Child, my Twitter was blowing up last night. So first, she admitted that she was dating her castmate Fallon's husband or ex-husband, Simon. People thought maybe she was trolling, and then she posted a few pictures. And then we found out that they're engaged after only being together for 1 month. And then there was a part in the post where Portia said that she and Fallon are not friends.
So, this is just messy. Like, how messy could this possibly get? And especially when you're dealing with somebody's man. It wasn't just like their boy. This was her husband. Mm-hmm. This is like, and then now you're engaged to this man after just a month later? How are you even proceeding? And you still got this man's last name.
And furthermore, talking about already co-parenting her kids. And
she spent Mother's Day with her baby's father and the new fiance. They were smoking cigars together. It was
very serious.
They were at the crib on Mother's Day hanging out.
There they go.
Is this Mother's Day?
That's Mother's Day.
But doesn't it seem like
the guy in the black is Simon, the new fiance. Baby daddy's in the yellow. They look alike.
It seems like
she got a tight, boy. Don't she got a tight?
She got a tight.
Milk dud, hey. That's a tight. Milk dud.
You guys, this does not just happen in a month. This is like this looks like a long time coming.
They look way too comfortable. Overlapping because she's saying this all happened in a month and that his divorce has nothing to do with her.
But they know, you know how you something like this happens and you play the mental role that you're like, wait, when they met at the party, they were kind of kikiing a little bit too much.
Yeah, she was but this is the thing. Maybe they weren't friends.
Okay.
But they were still coworkers and you were still at my house in my pool. Let me just tell y'all right now, y'all will be calling me in jail. This is. I don't give a damn if you just walk past me and my husband and said hi for a friendly hey girl, and then I find out that you're with my ex that I just ended it with a couple months ago. Bitch, we got to fight.
It's a full blown fight.
We got to fight.
As it should be.
Yeah.
It should be.
It's safe to say Portia's not invited to the launch party.
The Nina Parker Collection launch party. I mean, she didn't take my husband, girl, but.
You're
going to support, girl. You're going to spend them coins. You know, I'll take it. Okay, you guys, let's move on. The New York Post is getting savagely dragged over a post about Leonardo DiCaprio. You know people don't play about their Leo. So the headline says he looks unrecognizable in the first images from his new movie. Commenters are calling this bullshit. They're saying, you know, like, we clearly can see that this is Leo. It's sparking a lot of funny memes, though.
That's great. That's incredible. Right there.
That's actually pretty good.
Wow. The internet is fast, man. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, my gosh. The New York Post, I feel like, trolls often. But what do you guys think about this?
I mean, that's so clearly Leo in every way.
Yeah, yeah, that's like Shutter Island Leo when he was the same kind of guy. When, you know, same mood, same look. But it's not like he's got like a Dumbledore beard or like something crazy where you can't recognize him.
Also, by the way, we're all getting older. He is an older Leo because I feel like he looked like a boy for so long that people are seeing him look like a man and they don't know how to take it.
A boy.
He did. He had like that boyish face.
He's like 40. Like,
but he looked like Titanic.
He was
like,
little boyish energy, I feel like.
He's looking like a nicely seasoned Leo right now.
Yeah, he looks older, but you know, men look good when they get older. Yeah. Like, you know, they could age and wrinkle and still look fine. And
To admit it, but yeah.
Well, it's still all about the crow's feet for me.
You like the crow's feet?
Well, I've been complimented on the crow's feet, and I didn't know what the hell it was until... Do you know what the crow's feet
are? Of course, but I'm just surprised that people
Of course we know what they are.
Of course.
We try to avoid them at all costs.
A girl, like, touched them and was like, oh, your crow's feet are incredible. And I was like, what crow? What crow? Russell Crowe.
Okay. Do I need a skincare regimen? Let's talk about Seth Rogen, though, because he just revealed a really bizarre encounter with Tom Cruise. So Seth appeared on the Howard Stern show yesterday and explained that he and Judd Apatow went to Tom's house, and this was back in 2006, and said that the conversation started very normal, but then Scientology came up, and Seth admitted that he might have been tempted to convert.
And then, yeah, the wording goes, and it's like with Scientology. He said, if you let me just tell you what it was really about, if you let me just give me, like, 20 minutes to like really just tell you what it was about, you would say no way. I remember being like, and like the wording was, I was like, is that a good thing to be saying? Yeah, me and Judd are looking at each other and I'm like, is he gonna bite? Am I gonna bite? Are we? And thank God Judd was like, I think we're good. Like, let's just talk about movies and stuff like that.
Would you guys be able to handle this? You get invited to Tom Cruise's house. Mm-hmm. He looks you in your eyes with the intense Scientology stare, and he says, you just need to give me 20 minutes. Would you give it to him?
Hell
them
yeah.
Them eyes right there.
Them Tom Cruise eyes.
I'm gonna have to give him 20. He's Tom Cruise. I mean, his home. Like, yeah, I'm gonna sit there and listen and be intrigued, and then I'm like, I might have to join this. At the end, you're just like, well, he's making some good points.
Like, you gotta do it for the story. Like, listen to that experience he had. That's so, like, you will remember that forever. And I kind of want Tom Cruise to try and convince me of something.
I'm good. No, thank you. No, I've seen too many documentaries, honey. I don't even know if I'm gonna go to the party, to be honest. This is what I've learned as I've gotten older. I don't put myself in positions where I know I won't be able
to. But if somebody's like, come on, girl, we got this party at Tom Cruise. Let's go. Next thing you know, you in the corner of the kitchen talking about Scientology with Tom Cruise.
No, I'm gonna be like, Aaron and Victor, tell me how it was. I can't do it. I'm scared. I try not to put myself in positions in any situation anymore. Relationships, I try to put this phone up so I don't answer no booty calls, child. I'm trying to be a good church going woman. All right. Personal question for you guys. Do you have a special playlist for sex? Because Nick Jonas told GQ Hype that he does, but he definitely doesn't listen to any of his own music while getting it on. So would that be weird? I feel like, to listen to yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I barely like to hear my voice on this show when I'm not on the
ear.
Like, I can't hear myself singing, serenading a woman during sex. Like, it's just a little awkward, but in case you're asking, yes, I do have a playlist.
And you do?
Donnell Jones is at the top.
Wow! Donnell Jones!
Yo, make it public! Shout out to Donnell Jones!
I'm wondering the energy of the playlist. Donnell Jones is number one.
Okay, we're gonna need you to publicize the playlist.
You should put out your sex playlist.
No, because then people are gonna be hitting me up. Yo, I used your sex playlist this week.
All you have to do is say, Alexa, play The Weeknd. And then there's
The Weeknd.
That is the sex playlist.
Oh, this too.
I don't like, I'm actually not a big Weeknd fan.
Really?
No, I'm a more, this is too inside, but I'm a party next door person. I'm like,
that's a good sex artist.
The Weeknd, everything sounds the same. Anyway, congrats.
But yeah, it's slow and melodic and sexy. Yeah. I mean, we don't have to get into it.
What's on your playlist? You just got married.
High for this, by the way.
I'm telling you, Alexa, play The Weeknd or Drake sometimes, you know.
Yeah, I like a little Kalani.
Okay.
You know, because Kalani has a little bit of smooth, but then it gets
there's
a little
edgy,
ratchet.
There's an edge in there.
You know, yeah, that's my Bay Area sis. So she absolutely knows how we like. We like a little sweet, then we like a little rough. So all right, on that note, we gotta take a break. But up next, a husband is caught DMing prostitutes. Is he still alive? So Jeji is next.
Woo! No, he's not.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back. Court is in session, you guys. There is no better legal team right now than Parker, Limrose, and Cruz. Mm. I like this law firm name, you guys. Hey. So grab your gavels because it is time for So Judgy. So our first case is from Couples Court. Tyler is worried about his fiance, Ashley, because he thinks she's cheating on him because she changes her passwords a lot. Her job is a stripper, and it's making him a little concerned.
I see her walk across to go to a champagne room, which these gentlemen pay $150, $200 to go in and get a private dance, and there's a curtain closed on there. Come on, I know what goes on behind the curtain, and I mean, there's no cameras back there, so you tell me, I mean.
And you know about the champagne room.
Sounds like you do. Tell me more about the champagne room.
Well, I'm just saying, just because that you go in the champagne room doesn't necessarily mean that there is sexual contact or sexual intercourse going on.
Amen. Amen.
The more engaged the club goers are, the more money you're going to make.
Right.
And the more liquor that they're going to buy, that's where the club makes their money.
You know, I am really intrigued by how you know so much about what goes on in the champagne room.
This went in a different direction. The women were, defending the champagne room.
Yes.
Victor, what goes on in the champagne room?
Yeah, do tell.
I don't have an actual clue. I've never been in there. I don't know what goes on in there, I promise. But you might want to bring your credit cards.
Oh!
No, but for him, it's like, you met her in the champagne room, dog. Like, you met her in there. Y'all were having a time of your life. I'm sure she was great when you were in there. And now that she's your girl, you want her to do what? Quit her profession? She still has to make the money. She still has to
make
the
point. That is very true. But also, I should mention that she told the bodyguards to ban her man from entering the champagne room. So he has no idea what's happening inside there.
You know why? Because he done bust in there.
That's why.
Like, what y'all doing in here?
He doesn't know how to act. He's going up in there messing up her money.
Yeah. He did sign up for this, though. Like, come on, dude. This is...
I mean, unless he is prepared to provide for the both of them while she looks for
something else.
Unless
you're prepared to take her out of the strip.
Exactly.
You can't be faulting her for what she does in her profession to make money and bring things home for you.
Right. All right, moving on to fraternity court. Vernita's former best friend. Ooh, I mean, you got the name Vernita. You got to go to court, I feel like. All right. Vernita's former best friend, Ariel, had sex with Vernita's son, Dominique. Now, Ariel has a baby and says it's his. But Vernita and Dom say she's lying.
Mr. Chaplain?
Yes, Your
you
Honor?
You stand here with your mother, positive that you are not the father.
I'm absolutely sure I'm not the father. 100%
Explain.
Positive. Because during the time that I knew her, we never was in a relationship. We was only friends. Also, throughout the entire time, I've known her to talk to several other men.
You gotta do more than talking to make a baby. Me and Dominique was having sex numerous times every day. Okay, so therefore, for him to say that I was sleeping with somebody else, he's lying. The only one who got him thinking it is cousin It over there, which is his mother.
It.
Ooh, sis, I was going...
My cousin It. You don't talk to Vernita like that.
You killed somebody's mama. I don't even know how they in court. They in the right place. She's saying they slept together several times a day. Not at all and several times a day is quite the difference in stories.
My man Dominique was knocking that thing down. Like, I'm gonna get this OG knock this thing off the rails.
That is your mama's friend, boy.
Vernita.
I just enjoy hearing you guys say the name Vernita, because that is such a country-ass name.
Such a country name.
Like, I got a family member named Vernita. I've never heard anybody say
this
name.
What do you think name. Her last
name is? Jenkins.
Vernita Jenkins.
Several times, every single day.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to just
you guys ready for
episode.
The results?
Please tell
it
us.
It is He is the father.
Of course. He is the father. Yes. Congratulations, Dominique.
Dominique, we knew.
Let us know where to send the gift.
We have talked before about spying on your partner. You might not like what you find. Don't do it. But Jamie and Christopher's marriage did fall apart after 4 years because she found this.
He left his phone in the living room when he went in to take a shower, and I went ahead and went through it, and prostitutes. Sending pictures, asking how much to go see them, and a few of them actually gave the address.
During that time period, mm-hmm. I felt like things weren't we weren't on the same page as certain things. I didn't feel like there was love coming this way, so my mind started to just wonder. I never had any intentions of doing anything, it was just the thought of just doing it.
Okay.
Okay. So this
is questionable. Like, there are people who just text to see where it would go and never, you know, bite down.
That's still wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Okay, but do you think he went through with it?
Yeah, I think he showed up at that doorstep. He did all that communicating, got the address. He didn't even need to say on my way because he was already there.
Yeah, as soon as you hit that address, you just go, bing! The maps come right up, you put your phone down, and you're on your way.
Victor, you did a whole scene just now.
I did it all. Like, I've been there. Like, yeah, I've been there.
Right? The bing, the driving, you did everything. Yeah, this is a
just
little...
Don't look at my phone, please.
That's a dangerous game. I feel like if you have to look, you know.
Something. You already know something's there. Have y'all been like phone searchers in your relationships?
Never.
At some point? Maybe not the one you're in before, ever? Never? Never, ever.
Mm-mm.
That's a bold-faced lie. Look at you.
I mean, there have been things presented to me that have made me have the hard evidence to go and
search. Who was presented, girl? The phone?
Someone literally DM'd me to tell me to look at some DMs.
Oh,
therefore,
wow.
I had every right to check those DMs.
Okay.
Oh, and they were reluctant. They were reluctant.
Yeah. Clean your phones, guys. Go ahead and just do a clean sweep tonight.
No, I went through, I bust through that whole phone. I went through that phone like so that. Much, I think I found my own phone. A man's phone, that is a landmine. Like, you really got to trust your man because... Mm-hmm.
But, like, women know. Yeah, that intuition thing is very real. Like, y'all know when something ain't right, or the timing is off.
Have you ever been freaked out that, like, a woman's intuition was so on point that it freaked you out?
Absolutely. But then I found out she was actually tracking me. So it was just like, what are we doing?
Tracking you?
My iPhone thing was a real thing.
Ooh.
And before I even knew, like, I knew I would use it to, like...
Your stories are fascinating.
I know. Like, are you gonna write a book about this?
Fascinating. All right, you guys, we gotta take another break. But coming up, see how a woman took down a cheater and a toe hack that will haunt you. DYI or Die is next.
Woo!
Hey guys, welcome back. Okay, so the internet has an endless pit of weird life hacks. So let's play a round of DYI or Die.
Woo!
Okay. So sometimes, you know, catching a cheater can be tricky. So even if you bust them, then you gotta get revenge. So how do you do that? Well, a woman who calls herself the cheat detective is here on the case.
I got a DM from a girl who told me she's determined and she knows that her man has a Tinder, but she has no way of finding out and getting the proof or the evidence. I made a Tinder account, okay? I switched my location and I swiped until I matched with him. Boom. That was not enough for me, okay? I was not satisfied. So I messaged him and was like, hey, you wanna meet up tonight? Like, sneaky link, like, send me Addy. He sent me his address, and at this very moment, he believes that I'm on the way to his house looking like a snack, but in reality, I ordered 500 Domino's pizza to his house. Have fun with that, Bill, sir.
I mean, it's just like, I get that feeling of like wanting revenge on somebody who, you know, has hurt you, but is this the way to go about it?
Ah, man, I mean. No.
The only revenge you go
not.
About it is the way Jennifer Lopez is doing it. And you go back with your ex.
Yes!
Back in the mix, and A-Rod is fuming.
She is
at
the queen.
That's
get
the way
back
you do
with
it.
Ben,
That's
baby.
The way you can do it.
You gotta do it. I think revenge is better when it's like, just you living your best life. Like,
exactly.
Just being smooth with, because guys who are like, my ex is crazy. And I'm always like, what did you do?
Uh-huh.
Because she's probably not as crazy as you say.
Well, some exes are
100.
Actually crazy. Let's be very clear. There's some that are a little wired, a little off.
I feel like...
But not all, not all. Yeah.
Two sides
different.
Of the story, Victor.
Yeah, there's a little gaslighting that might happen.
Three sides to the story.
Ooh.
My side, your side, and the truth.
Okay.
Why is your side not the truth? I always just say... saying always bothers me. Like, why is your side not the truth?
It's true. Back to me. Hold on.
Go ahead and sing back into them bushes, Homer Simpson.
Yeah,
all right, you guys, I'm always here for a hack that, you know, helps with uncomfortable or tight heels. But you guys, did this one go too far?
No!
Yo, that's so smart.
Oh, my God.
Need a whole size up.
Yes, it doesn't fit, sis.
The marker is actually genius, though.
Yo, that's
oh,
so
my gosh. But I, walking by her,
that
you wouldn't notice.
Cringy. That pinky moving like that is so cringy.
Like, Victor, you on a date with a girl, her little pinky toe hanging out with a little black stripe. You
kinda cute.
I have feet issues like that.
You do?
Guys. I gotta look down. I gotta see what's going on. There's a woman that I've known and that we're talking and whatever, and then I see she's never worn open-toe shoes.
Oh.
We go out, we're on a boat, we're moving around, and now I'm paying attention. So now I'm looking at your shoe, and there's a space, a crease, that goes up pretty high. So I'm looking like, what's wrong with your toes? And her toes, it's kind of like this. The big toe is really big, and then all the other ones are really like they go, I had to let her go. You got 9.5 toes.
Oh, my God.
Victor! You could have all 10 toes, apparently.
I just want 10 full-size toes. Is that too much to ask? Tom, am I asking for too much?
Wow.
I just want 10 fully functioning, normal human toes. Oh, there you go.
There you go. 5-star rating right there.
Guys, I'm stuck. Somebody help. All right, and finally, for those who want to ditch the razor but hate waxing, a quick trip to the hardware store could be your answer. Check out a new trend to hit TikTok.
Watching this girl, she used 600 grit sandpaper on her legs. She said, in a circle this way 10 times, in a circle this way 10 times. I did it. Oh, my God. It's awesome. And it works.
Okay, Erin, are you using sandpaper next time?
No, I mean, if you have access to a razor, just use the damn razor.
If one of your homegirls was like, yo, I got the smoothest shave I've ever done with this 600 grit, like, are y'all, like, I need to put y'all on. No. You're not even gonna try it.
I'm sorry, babe, but I am at the laser removal. Guaranteed, they are soft.
Yes. First of all, my skin is too sensitive for that. I would break
way
out.
Too
so
sensitive.
If your skin can take it, sis, you gotta go ahead and exfoliate on a regular basis.
And are you hitting all the hairy spots with the sandpaper?
Ooh, okay. Can you imagine a bikini with some sandpaper?
Thanks.
Girl, you gonna have more issues than that. Huh? You gonna be going somewhere other than the hardware store. I promise you. Okay, you guys, that is all the time we have for tonight. But make sure you set your DVRs because we are back tomorrow night with an all-new Nightly Pop. Bye.